Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Jonna, I'd like to say a big, warm Joy Weekend brekkie. Welcome to Matthew. Good morning to you, Matthew. Welcome to Joy.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a go.
We're so good. Congratulations. That is such a great track.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It took a lot of time. And we're really pleased with how it came out.
Oh, it's amazing. I had not heard it, full disclosure, and I was bopping along as we went into the interview, mate. Hey,
That's great to hear.
Yeah. What do you do in the group? Are you like the music? Are you the vocals? What do you do?
I'm mostly sort of production side. Yeah. Justin is the vocalist, and then we both sort of do a lot of the production work, but I'm mainly, a lot of the behind the scenes, all the editing and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, a lot of production work.
It's a beautiful sound. Like the production on it's amazing, and obviously Justin's vocal is incredible as well, but the vibe that you've got there is gorgeous.
Thank you. He's got a great voice on him, but we've sort of taken our production to another level recently. We've had some help from our friend Mark Zito, Fractures from Melbourne. Sort of taken that sound to another level, but thank you. Appreciate it.
And we've been reading down your accomplishments. You've been around for a while. I always think it's funny when, acts come on and it's like someone will say, oh,
we introduce you as new music.
They're an overnight success. It's taken 10 years to be an overnight success. So, like, what have you, and I mean that, I say that with such respect. I know how hard it is. What have you guys been doing in the last few years, and how has it been? Obviously, the last couple of years has just been terrible for the live music industry.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, we've sort of just been building up our repertoire of music over the last few years, doing a lot of little releases and stuff, but mostly just been writing. The last couple of years we've only managed to get a few gigs in, which has sort of been okay. It's meant that we've had more time to write and push through, work on some bigger projects and that sort of thing. Mainly just been writing and trying to get as much out there as possible. The more we feel, the more we can get out there, then the more sort of far reaching we can be, sort of thing.
And Declan, Matthew, Declan is a band. I mean, I'm a great example. I hadn't heard of you, but you've got 7 million streams of your songs coming out of the streaming services. So a lot of people are listening to you, and it's just great that we can actually get you on to try and help you with that cut through. Where have your influences come from, Matt? What's been the thing that's really sort of rocking your boat and helping you craft your sound?
We definitely take influence from a few different sort of bands. I think for our main sort of influences in that space would be like the 1975 sort of sound, Laney, that sort of like synthy pop sort of vibe. We try to make it our own. We don't want to sort of clump ourselves in any genre or any particular sound that we're looking for. We think that we're pretty versatile and original in that regard. We try to keep it that way as much as possible and not sort of clump ourselves into any real genre.
I think, this is a true testament to the song, I think, because when I was listening to it, I was getting loads of stuff through. And I know on the bio stuff, you've got M83, but that sort of wall of sound stuff really comes through. And it's we had the volume up very loud here in the studio, and it really does resonate. It's such a great vibe.
Thank you very much. We love turning the volume up as well on our tracks. It gives it a better vibe.
I'm a big pop music fan, Matt, and I just love this quote, from Tone Deaf, that you guys are broadening the horizons of conventional indie pop, because I think sometimes pop gets a bit of a it can be a bit of a bad word amongst some circles, but what do you reckon about pop music? Obviously you like it because you make it.
Definitely, we're big pop listeners and consumers, but I think you're right about the whole pop being a taboo word. We try to, when people say, what kind of music do you make? It's sort of, it's electronic indie pop, not just pop, because then they think, bubblegum sort of stuff. But no, I think you're right. I'm pretty open about the fact that I love pop music, but we definitely say, it's electronic pop sort of thing.
Yeah. Now that stuff's opening up as well, Where can we see you? Where are you going to play?
There's a few shows on the horizon, nothing booked in and concrete yet, but hoping to have something in the next couple of months down in Melbourne.
Heaven.
So yeah, keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the next 2 or 3 months, we'll be down in Melbourne.
Hey, you should give us a shout when you're down here and come and say hello to us.
Absolutely, we'd love to do that.
Now, listen, Matthew, I keep calling you Declan. Matt, it's good to also to see that Triple J and Unearth have also picked you up. And, you know, I do think that indie vibe comes through very, very strongly. How have you been getting on with the publicity through those bigger channels?
Oh, we've had some pretty good success. It's been sort of fluctuating over the years, especially with the Triple J sort of vibe. Yeah, we resonate with a few of the presenters there, which has been pretty good to have them sort of resonate with our music and get it out there a bit more. But yeah, it's definitely a process. It's ebbs and flows into like how we can get our music out there. Sometimes people are interested, sometimes they're not. But yeah, it's all part of the ride, I guess. And we're just happy to be along for it.
And I guess the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, 7 million streams across your catalogue is phenomenal. So if people are interested and you want to listen to more of the music from Declan, the spelling is D-E-K-L-E-Y-N. That's D-E-K-L-E-Y-N. And this wonderful track is called Save My Name. Quick question, who wrote this one, Matt?
We write all of our songs together. Usually starts probably just, not all of them, but a lot of them start with Justin a guitar and a couple of vocals, and then we sort of put it all together, and then we come together and really produce and write the tracks together. So yeah, it's pretty much 50-50 in every track.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Weekend Brekkie. We will be definitely playing those songs from
thank
now on.
Thank you so much.
That was,
thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. That was Joy Weekend Brekkie's banger this week. That was Declan and Save My Name.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.